The following content is for informational purposes only and does not consider legal, tax, or investment advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. All future projections, forecasts, or forward-looking statements are inherently uncertain and subject to change. Investing is limited to verified accredited investors under Rule 506C of the Securities Act. The SEC has not passed upon the merits of any offering by Chard Capital.
Welcome back, everyone. Today, we're doing a deep dive into BESS, that's Battery Energy Storage Systems. And we're really focusing on the investment side. So if you're an investor, maybe thinking about the energy sector, perhaps for the first time, this is for you. We'll look at the financials, the exit strategies, and some really interesting tax advantages.
Yeah, what's quite remarkable really is how these BESS strategies manage to combine, you know, serious tax efficiency with actual market-driven growth. It creates a pretty compelling opportunity in the current market.
Okay, let's jump right in then. BESS investments, what's the sort of foundational plan, the core thing an investor needs to know up front? Is there like a key time frame?
There is. It really centers on a strategic 5-year hold period. And that 5 years is critical because it's designed to unlock the qualified small business exemption, QSB for short. That falls under Section 1202 of the U.S. tax code. It's a powerful tool meant to encourage investment in smaller, growing businesses.
Okay, wait, 5 years, QSB, Section 1202. What's the payoff? What does that actually mean for the investor's bottom line?
It means, this is the real kicker, you hold for 5 years, you exit, and potentially you pay zero federal taxes on the gains from your investment.
Zero federal tax, not deferred, but actually exempt.
Exactly. That's the aha moment. A full exemption from federal capital gains tax.
Wow. Okay. That's pretty huge. What makes BESS eligible for something like that? It seems rare.
It is rare, and it makes these BESS deals uniquely attractive compared to a lot of other asset classes out there.
Right, so 5 years is the magic number for that massive tax benefit. But, you know, investing often needs flexibility. 5 years can feel like a long time. Is there any way out sooner if needed?
Right.
Or are you locked in?
No, you're not locked in. There's definitely flexibility built in, and that's where something called aggregation comes into play. Basically, smaller individual battery sites, they get bundled together, grouped into larger blocks, think typically 5, maybe 10, sometimes more megawatts.
Megawatts. Okay, refresh my memory. 1 megawatt is?
It's 1,000 kilowatts. A kilowatt, that's what you see on your home electric bill. So a megawatt is pretty substantial power. And these larger aggregated blocks, say 10 megawatts, that's the scale that attracts the big players. We're talking large energy funds, infrastructure firms, utilities. They're actively buying up capacity at this megawatt level.
Okay. So you're essentially packaging these smaller investments into a product that the big institutional buyers want. Makes sense. But the obvious question then is, if you sell early, say after 3 years through one of these aggregations, what happens to that QSB tax benefit? Do you lose it?
Not necessarily. That's where another part of the tax code is helpful, the 1045 rollover. Think of it like maybe like a 1031 exchange, which people know from real estate.
Right, where you roll proceeds into a like-kind property to defer taxes.
Exactly. With a 1045 rollover, if you sell that QSB investment before the 5 years are up, you can take those gains and reinvest them into a new QSB eligible investment. You generally have about 60 days to do that. This lets you keep deferring the federal taxes on those profits. You can potentially compound your returns across several deals, still aiming for that ultimate tax-free exit on the total gains after you eventually meet the 5-year hold requirement, possibly on the subsequent investment.
Okay, that adds some serious flexibility. You get the potential early exit via aggregation and a way to preserve the tax benefits with the 1045 rollover. So why is this BESS opportunity so relevant right now? What's driving it?
It comes down to the massive shift happening in the U.S. electric grid. There's this huge need for more capacity, more stability, especially with integrating renewables. And batteries are key. Look at the numbers. Battery storage capacity was just over 10 gigawatts in 2023. Projections show it hitting more than 30 gigawatts by 2025. That's nearly tripling in just 2 years.
30 gigawatts by 2025. Wow. That's incredible growth. So that explosion in demand is what's making these aggregated battery assets so attractive to those institutional buyers you mentioned.
Precisely. That rapid growth fuels the demand, making this aggregation strategy very timely.
So wrapping this up for you, the listener, BESS investing offers this really interesting mix. You've got potentially powerful tax breaks through QSB.
Yeah.
You've got market-driven ways to exit potentially earlier through aggregation, plus the 1045 rollover for flexibility.
Yeah.
And it's all happening within this critical, fast-growing energy sector.
And it really makes you think, doesn't it? It raises that question. How can understanding the details, like specific tax codes and market trends, how can that knowledge unlock unique investment opportunities for you, especially in a landscape like energy that's changing so quickly?
Absolutely. And as always, if you have more detailed questions, reach out to the investor relations specialists who handle these kinds of offerings.